Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So you're going to be excited about the interview that we have coming your way in about 20 minutes. And I got to sit down with the cast of Fantastic Beasts. So you'll get to hear that. Also, we got High Low coming up in about 40 minutes, Kid Nation. So you could win some money.
Somebody's going to win.
Go up on a Tuesday and go out. Yeah, go enjoy the day with all the money that you're going to earn. That's coming up in 40 minutes. Make sure you have the phone number in there, 800-543-3548. Have it ready to dial because we're going to be taking guesses quickly, real quickly. And you also need that number to call us right now for Good News Tuesday. I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, before we get into the text messages and your calls, Kid Nation, here's a story we found. A guy named, you know, losing your pet, aside from losing your children, is probably one of your biggest fears, right?
Sure.
Because you know where they're at. Are they safe? Are they in a loving home?
I thought you meant dead.
No, no, not dead. Just losing your pet.
Missing.
Missing pet, yeah. If your pet goes missing. You probably assume you lost your pet.
I don't know.
You never know. So there's this guy named Miguel Camacho, and he's a college student in Tampa. And on Thursday, he was at a park. He was studying for a test he had that night. While he was taking a break, he decided to hop on Facebook, and he saw a post about a missing dog. The dog's name is Suze, and it can kiteboard, so it's a talented dog.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was stolen by a guy in his 60s or 70s driving a gray sedan.
What?
So the owner saw this happen.
Hi.
Just as Miguel was reading this post, a guy in his 60s or 70s pulled up to the park in a gray sedan. Hopped out with the dog. So Miguel went up to the man, confronted him. They argued a little bit. Miguel yelled, "Suze!" So the dog ended up running right to him. The other man took off. But Miguel was able to reunite the dog with his family that night.
Oh.
He did miss his test, but his professor heard the story and said he could retake it.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice.
That never happens in college, by the way. Oh, yeah, you saved a dog. Cool story. But guess what?
Yeah.
In the real world.
Failed the test.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so happy ending for everybody.
Yeah.
The dog owner, Miguel. Professor got a cool student in his class. No word on where the guy is that stole the dog, but he'll get his karma later on in life. We do have a couple text messages here. Dana wrote us and said, "I'm a senior at Texas Tech, and tomorrow I fly to get my formal offer from my dream company. Hard work does pay off, kids."
There you go. Guns up.
Congratulations. Right out of college, flying out.
Yeah.
Getting that job.
Awesome. Good times.
Speaking of college, Travis wrote us and said, "About to graduate college in December, a semester early."
Way to go, Travis.
"And then I'm headed off to College Station, Texas for the Fire Academy." We're just talking about how many firefighters are headed off to California to fight these wildfires, and Travis is going to become a firefighter himself. Good luck at the Fire Academy, my
dude.
Good deal. Thank you for what you do, man. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing excellent. We're ready for your good news. What's going on?
My good news is that my two-year-old has finally learned how to say his name. His name is Kal-El. He's named after Superman. And then his middle name, Heath. So he says Kal-El Heath, like with the F.
Aww. He knows his name.
It's hard to wrap your tongue around all those L's.
Right?
I know. That was all my husband's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Good deal.
Cute name. Thank you, Sarah.
Nicolas Cage named his son the same thing.
Oh, really?
Kal-El, or is it Kal-El?
Kal-El.
Yeah, the Superman name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kal-El. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Boogaloo friends.
Hey, Boogaloo.
Wow.
You have some good news that Jenna's probably going to love.
Oh, Jenna, I am a foster failure through DFW Pug Rescue, and I'm in love with my little black pug. I named her Dolly Parton, P-A-W-T-O-N.
Dolly Parton.
She was one of Dolly Parton. She's one of the Mississippi Six that they busted loose from the puppy mill.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Well, that just makes me so happy. I love that with my platform that other people have started to love pugs and that you rescue pugs. It's just, I think it's the coolest thing. They're so fun. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. And anytime you need a pet sitter, sweetheart, I am there for your pug.
All right. Thank you. You're going to have to fight my mom, Candy.
Wheezy and Dolly Parton can hang out together.
Wheezy and Dolly Parton.
Did you dress her up?
The talk of the town.
Did you dress her up like Dolly Parton for Halloween by chance? Little pug boobies?
She does have the little pug boobies from being a puppy mill puppy.
Oh, I was going to say, I have dog boobs. That's such a weird thing to say. I have those. The scarf, that's the...
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
If she needs some.
Yeah, because I saw somebody dress up their dog as Dolly Parton, and I figured
that was perfect. I can't believe that's something I own.
Thanks, Michelle. What, doggy boobs?
I was like, almost ashamed to say it. Yeah, I have dog boobs.
From the text, Chelsea wrote us and said, I'm a sixth grade teacher, and I spend most of the time clenching my shoulders from stress. Today, I get to leave school early, and I get my first ever professional massage.
Yeah.
I am beyond excited.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
So good.
That's that good news we like right there.
Yeah.
And don't sleep on those $30 Asian massage, foot massage places.
Nope. The foot massage places do full body.
They do the whole thing.
Combo A, B, and C, all full body.
Maybe you don't get the oil and everything, but you still get the rub, which is good.
Yeah, they do it over clothes usually. It's great.
Yeah. But you still feel nice.
That chair massage there is awesome, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Digging your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so good.
But she's going professional. She's going to go lay down on that table, get the oils.
Lots of water after that.
Yeah, you have to.
It stirs up all these toxins in your body, and you can get sick. You can get, like, a bad cold. I've had that happen before.
Let them all loose.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hit us with that good news. What's going on?
So I just found out from my graduate advisory committee that I have been approved for my master's in teaching, and I am finishing up my last week at the Texas Can Academy, my last semester of student teaching, and then I'm done.
You get that master's degree. Congratulations, Audrey.
That's a pay bump, too.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. yes.
What grade do you want to teach when you go out into the teaching force?
Right now, I'm in an 11th and 12th grade classroom. So that's probably, if I choose to go that route, that's where I'm going to stay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
I feel they're grown up enough by then that
they know.
They handle their business right.
Usually,
yeah. You'll get a couple.
Or you get the knucklehead, yeah.
And you will get a couple class clowns, likely to be comedians later on in life. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you have a fun day today, huh?
I do. It's a snow day, so my dad and I both get the day off, and it's his birthday today, so I'm going to take him out for breakfast.
Yay!
How much snow do y'all have on the ground?
Well, it's just not really too much on the ground, but it is coming down in huge chunks, and it's the first day it snowed this year, so it's exciting.
To celebrate.
Do you get scared to drive in the snow?
Yeah, when there's snow on the ground, I do, but I love it when it snows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations. Have fun with your dad and happy birthday to him. What's his name?
Tim Childers.
Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday.
My man. Have a good day.
Enjoy your pancakes.
Yeah. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your good news for us?
So my boyfriend lives in Guam. He's in the Navy, and he was supposed to come to Texas on Sunday. And he called me last night and said he's going to be here Friday.
Yay. Oh,
yay. That's
so
awesome.
Excited. I know.
How long has it been since you've seen each other?
Very long time.
Yeah.
Like years.
Oh, wow.
Years.
Oh, yeah. He very seldom gets to come to the state.
I bet.
So hard.
Did you ever go down to Guam to see him?
I'm going in February. He's got a whole week for us for Valentine's Day planned out.
Awesome. Well, you have fun out there and enjoy his visit. You guys are going to have a good time.
Where's Guam, Kevin?
I don't know.
It's down there somewhere.
Guam. That was my worst subject was geography.
Like, I've heard of it.
I feel like we should know where it is.
Hold on, let me ask.
We could ask Jamie. Where's Guam, Jamie?
It's very far away. He's 15 hours ahead of us. It's like a United States island.
Micronesia.
By Indonesia?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over there. Like, way over there.
Yeah, Western Pacific.
Wow.
So is it near Hawaii?
I guess.
Past Hawaii?
Past Hawaii, because it's by Indonesia, so it's closer to closer to Asia.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So now we know.
Learn something.
Wow, yeah. I guess the Philippines is what it's closest to. It's in the middle of absolute nowhere above Papua New Guinea. So far.
Man, I'll tell you. Far. Remember, where were we? In Austin, and we took a lift, and the guy was telling us that he was going to move to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Because in the Philippines, you could, according to this man in the lift, he's... You could retire in the Philippines if you have like $20,000.
We'll get you 20 grand.
And he's like, I mean, you're not going to live the rich life, but you're going to be fine. And apparently it's very pretty out there. It's just the man running the country is a little scary.
Yes, for sure.
I don't think I need more than 20 grand to retire.
Yeah.
Well, not if you're retired. Yeah. It depends on where you retire.
According to this man, he said in the Philippines, you got it, bro.
I know, that's what people say when they go to Thailand on vacation, that you can get like the best hour massage for $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff is just wow. Quality of life.
Go live like a king.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's up?
My daughter started a new high school this year. She's a junior. So we know how that can be, not having friends and all. So she got invited to a birthday party this past weekend. She had the absolute best time ever. Cool. And made new friends. So the horrible starting a new school is over.
Such a relief
as
a parent.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, she finally could come home and talk about her friends who she talked to instead of saying, I sat alone.
Nobody nobody likes me.
Man, your heart breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day, my daughter, let them use their cell phones during lunch break. And she texted me. She's like, none of my friends are here. I'm sitting by myself.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying to encourage her. Well, go make some new friends. Yeah. She won't, she just wants to sit there and text me. She's too embarrassed. Heartbreaking.
And you know what? If you see a new kid at your school here in the next couple weeks or next month or whatever, just be that person. Go up to them. Say what's up.
Yeah.
They might end up being your lifelong friend.
You never know.
You never know. Unless you say, hi. It's all me. You just need somebody being nice to you. Hi, Kelly Day.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, Mike. I just want to say Justin answered the phone, so I was so excited. But I'm talking to JC and Kelly. Oh, my God. And Al and Jenna. I cannot believe it.
Hey. We're all here talking to you.
Hey.
Yeah. So that's your good news right there. No, I'm just kidding. What's going on?
That is part of it. But I want to share a dog story as well.
Okay.
Growing up, we always had dogs, and we had found a dog, and we took it in, and we named it Puppy. And it was with us for years, and it disappeared 2 months before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so we thought the dog was gone. And on Christmas morning, we're opening presents, and I kept hearing something, and I didn't know what it was. And I said, I think it's the front door. And I went to the front door, and the dog was just standing there. She ran right in, jumped up on the couch like she had never been gone.
What?
Hey, Puppy, where have you been?
You never know.
And that's how we named her Puppy. We were just like, Puppy!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when I wish we can understand dogs, so we can be like, what were you doing?
Cameras, just to see what they saw for 2 months.
Yeah, right.
Like, what was going on?
A little GoPro on.
I just want to thank you guys. I want to do a shout-out to Kid, who I miss very much, and I just want to thank you guys for taking my call today.
We appreciate
calling.
You, Kelly Day.
You
have a wonderful day. Glad your puppy's there.
Say hi to Puppy,
Yeah. Puppy! Let's take one more here.
All right.
This is a big deal right here for Mary. This is some good news right here. Mary.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So you have some awesome news for us.
Yes. So after living with my parents for over a year, my husband just got a raise, and we get to move out to our own home.
I think I have your parents on the other line with their good news. Hang on just
exactly.
That's awesome, babe. That's awesome.
Oh, man. That's great. I know you're thankful for your parents for letting you live there.
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
You guys want your space.
Oh, yes,
good for you, man. You know, you get a little setback, but you know what? You keep on plugging away.
There you go. Congratulations to your husband on landing that gig, Mary. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your text messages and your calls, Kid Nation, even if we didn't get to you this morning. We'll have some more good news headed your way when we do Feel Good Friday.
There you go. Bit.
We'll be in Disney World, by the way,
uh-huh.
for our kids' trip. And coming up next, you're excited about the movie Fantastic Beasts. That's going to be hitting theaters pretty soon. And Anna from Kid TV, she got to sit down with the cast. You get to hear that interview next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 10 minutes away from asking you to call in and play high-low, Kid Nation. Have those phones ready to go. Ready. A text before we talk to Anna real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, you talked about sitting with a new kid at school. Well, in high school, my friend and I sat right next to the new kid at school during lunch on his first day. The next day, he avoided us and sat somewhere else. Hashtag nice kid fail, Chelsea. Hey, but you know what? You tried, Chelsea. That's all that matters.
Some people are loners by nature.
Yeah. Some people are awkward. It just takes a little bit longer for them to warm up to people, you know?
Exactly. But at least you took that shot.
You did try,
And you made that kid feel welcome, which is all that matters.
Try again, yeah.
And then if he tells you, please stop sitting next to me, then you got to stop. Anna's in studio with us right now. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
So you got to do something really cool. Now you have your podcast, Channel Surfing.
Yes. I got to do the coolest thing I've ever done. Probably like one of my biggest career highlights for sure. Uh-huh. I got to go to the press junket for Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
That's how Jude Law says it.
Grindelwald, right?
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald. which is the second movie in the Fantastic Beasts series.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was the coolest thing ever because it was at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios, which I'd never been to.
Awesome.
And I love Harry Potter, so I was just, like, nerding out the whole time. It was amazing.
Is that where that sweatshirt that you're wearing is from?
Yes, I got a Gryffindor sweatshirt, which is awesome, and I've been so excited to wear it.
That's so cute.
I know, right? Thank you.
Yeah, I bet it was cheap.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
So you're in Gryffindor house?
No, I'm actually in the Hufflepuff house.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But I bought the Gryffindor sweatshirt because they didn't have Hufflepuff in my size. And when it's so expensive, I was like, I don't want to buy something that I'm not going to wear. You know what I mean? And Gryffindor is the house that Harry Potter's in, so, well, you know.
Gryffindor's just the cool name.
Yeah. 10 points for Gryffindor.
So who'd you get to talk to while you were there?
Oh my gosh, I got to talk to so many people. It was so cool. There was 8 people total.
Wow.
And
the big ones?
Yeah, so Eddie Redmayne was the biggest one,
oh.
And he is an absolute, like, angel.
I love his name.
I know, right? So he plays Newt Scamander, who's the lead role. But it was interesting because it was, like, roundtable interviews, so it was, like, me and, like, 6 or 7 other, like, radio people, so I only got to ask one question. But I tried really hard to, you know, do, like, a good question, and they were also, like, in pairs, so I tried to, like, ask a question that, like, maybe the both of them could answer. Mm-hmm. So,
good move.
Yeah, so I got to talk to Eddie Redmayne and Catherine Waterston. She plays Tina. They were paired together, so that was the biggest one. Like, Jude Law wasn't there, neither was, like, Zoe Kravitz.
Or Johnny Depp.
Or Johnny Depp. Yeah, they weren't there.
Aww.
But Eddie Redmayne was still so cool. Oh my God, he was amazing. He was like, oh, I like just fell so in love with him. I was like, I can't believe I'm with an Oscar winner.
I want to hear your...
the one question.
That's so much pressure with one question, actually.
Yeah, it is.
And this is Eddie Redmayne, and who else was with him?
And Catherine Waterston.
All right, let's hear your question.
So the Harry Potter universe, obviously, it's iconic. Everybody loves it. And with these characters that you guys play, I mean, they're already iconic characters. But do you feel like as actors, you have any sort of like creative freedom with them, even though they're already part of this like already established universe?
The amazing thing about J.K. Rowling is that people that are so extraordinarily talented and sort of content in their own skin and their own imagination brilliance, she writes these scripts, they're detailed, they're formidable, but she then hands it over to you and goes like, yeah, go play with it. So the kind of like some of the tracking scenes, some of the like all of those things, you just get to invent and come up with ideas, and she's always watching the rushes, so if anything goes wrong, although we've
never, there was only
one moment in this film which I remember, which was that Jude, so Dumbledore's wand to begin with was a particular wand, and then Joe saw it in the rushes and was like, it looks too similar to the Elder Wand. Mm-hmm. And so basically they had to CGI a lot of
Oh,
I hope I'm allowed to say that.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a nice shout out to the CGI team that they had to do that. I was just thinking about Joe hearing my curses at the end of the takes. Like, I didn't think about the fact that she would be, you know, be watching.
Catherine would finish the take, like, being Tina amazing, and flipping amazing, and she'd go, my life. J.K. Rowling came in, she's like, my favorite thing to do is...
you and your mouth.
It's her favorite thing to do is to watch the rushes of Catherine's scene.
So she calls J.K. Rowling Joe.
Yeah, I know. They're on, like, first name basis.
First name, first name, yeah.
I didn't know you were allowed to call J.K. Rowling Joe.
I didn't know her first name was Joe.
Now we know.
Yeah. Yeah, super
learned
cool.
So much
you
today.
Did a awesome. Great
that
question. Great.
Thank you, Kelly.
Well done.
Oh my God, I was so nervous. And I was also really nervous that I was going to start speaking in a British accent.
Right.
Which, like, would have been horrible because I can't do a British accent.
Why? That would have been great.
JC does it all the time.
I was just
all
so
time.
Nervous.
The way they were talking.
Yeah, because, like, so since there were so many of them there and, like, more than half of them were British and they were all speaking all the time, I was like, oh my God, what if I accidentally break out into, like, an accent? That was all I was thinking about. I was like, don't
well, let's
do
try it.
It
now, mate.
Yeah. I just can't
are
do
you
it.
Bad at it? Like,
oh, 5 foot Gryffindor.
Yeah.
And
well
if you
played.
Do it, you just go and say, I don't know why I just did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Because then it's funny. Yeah.
And I almost called him Mr. Redmayne. I don't know why. I just felt like he's just a very formal
he deserves
person.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever get confused with Redman?
Yeah, he needs to team up with Method Man and Redman.
Sometimes when I'm doing an interview and I'm doing and I have kind of a long question. Your question was great because they could both comment. But sometimes I'm in the middle of my question. I'm like, God, this is a long question. This is the longest
do
question
Do I even
ever.
Have a question?
Do I even have a question?
You forget your question. question.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
The old, why'd I start this sentence? Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with it. Yes, that's the worst.
Well, yeah. You stood out in that round table.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. I tried.
Those boots, I feel like you went and talked to Jenna prior to going out there about the wardrobe.
I was going to text you and ask you what you usually wear to these things. Yeah, I wore these like thigh-high boots that have heels on them, and I didn't think about the fact that I was going to be at an amusement park all day.
Yeah.
But hey, if it makes the Instagram picture, that's what matters.
Right. So. I think I saw a story where they had an actual person that was a wand professional.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. To teach them how to use the wand.
That's so cool.
How do you get that, Joe? How do you become a wand professional?
Does Alan have a wand professional?
Yeah, did he have one?
Probably because you're good with baton.
He doesn't. He's self-taught user.
His sensei or something?
Professional help, yes.
JC, I'm doing a screening tomorrow night for the movie, and they told me as one of my duties is the wand's going to be there, and I have to play with the wand and interact with fans with the wand.
But I thought you and the wand were over.
This is the only wand in my life.
Yeah.
Wand. With the D.
I'd be cool if it was my cousin, Juan. Out there. You had another question, right?
Yeah. One of the other interviews that I got to do was with Ezra Miller and Claudia Kim. So Ezra, he plays Credence, and Claudia plays Nagini, which is very interesting. This is horrible, but I did direct my question at Ezra because I think he's just like a very, very interesting person. He's very like open about like the LGBTQ community and like his like self-identity and all that stuff. And it kind of, I wanted to take that opportunity because in the movie, like his character like doesn't know who he is. Whereas like Ezra is like really open about like all of that. So I kind of asked him a little bit of a deeper question about self-identity.
You went deep on it.
I went deep on it.
Okay, I like that.
So I have a question for you, Ezra.
Thank you.
Your character in this movie, we spend so much time, basically the whole movie, wondering who he is. And he's like, who am I? I want to know my background and everything. But you walked into this room full of confidence. Have you ever, or at least that's what I gathered, and you seem like a very confident person.
Some people are better at pretending than other people.
You're a wonderful actor.
At different times in their lives.
Have you ever felt like you've ever struggled with any sort of like self-identity?
Yeah. Oh, you betcha. I would be fascinated to meet the person who hasn't. I like to say, it's one of my taglines, that civilization today is really becoming a big choose-your-own-adventure. You guys, a choose-your-own-adventure of mental illness. And so it's really, pick a good one. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, what is there to be well-adjusted to? I might walk into the room seeming confident today because I'm in an okay mood. Probably because I drank so much butterbeer at Wizarding World. But that doesn't imply anything about the multitudes of feelings and experiences that I, alas, do contain.
Yeah.
And I think that, I'm trying to reconcile that stuff. Yeah, for sure. And I think that I'm trying to not be manipulated by all the people who try to be like, I know what the truth is, and I'm going to be your leader.
Yeah.
And show you the way to the simple solution of, like, how to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how to maintain what you think you are.
Yeah.
And that's very dangerous, historically speaking.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for opening up about that.
I feel like we all need to use alas a little bit
alas.
In a sentence. Alas. Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me a pretty deep answer, which is really cool.
What's that butterbeer he was talking about?
Yeah, at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, they have butterbeer. It's so good.
That's what Justin and Haley Baldwin cleared out the whole place so they could have butterbeers in peace while he cried.
That's what they were drinking.
Yes.
It's so good. You can get two different versions. One's like a caramel version. One's kind of like a soda version. But I got the
alcoholic
one.
Alcoholic, right?
No.
Oh,
I got
not?
Yeah. No.
Oh, tricksters.
I know. But I got the one that came in the souvenir cup.
Okay.
So I got a cup to take home that said butterbeer.
Also cheap, I bet.
No.
We're talking about like $20, $25 bucks?
No, not that much, because the cup's only like, it's like small. It's like a little mug. But it was so good. But then I was like on a sugar high. And even though I was already like on like a live high, it was amazing.
Live high.
Yeah, no, seriously, thank you so much for sending me. This was the coolest experience ever. Awesome.
Well, Anna, you did such a wonderful job.
Thank you.
The crowd is going crazy for it. I know.
Thank you. I did get to talk to a few other people that were in the movie, like three or four of the other actors. And you can listen to all of those over on my podcast, yes. Channel Surfing. They're all posted right now. And Ezra talked for a little bit longer, so the full thing is on there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Again, KidNation.com if you want to find all the podcasts that we have available for you, Kid Nation. And if you want to see the video of Anna sitting down with the cast of Fantastic Beasts. When's it coming out? Is it this Friday?
Yeah.
So, hitting theaters this Friday.
Nice.
As Anna just let us know. Well done, Anna.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
That's how you do it right there. And maybe you could take your winnings and not head on out to Harry Potter land and go try yourself some butterbeer that is not alcoholic from what we just learned. We're going to play high-low, Kid Nation, but we need to line up the phone lines right now. So pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And look, somebody's got to be the first guest.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to take one. And the second guest. Somebody's got to finish that sandwich and get it closer for everybody else. So I'll make that offer again. If you get it on the first try, and I know it's 1 in 1,000.
If you're a good guesser.
You might hit it.
Hey. You never know.
I'll go ahead and double it for you.
Whoa.
Because Jenna said she'd help me, and Al said he got five on it.
I got five on
it. And I'm going to try to talk Kelly into it. But we will take your calls and start with caller number 3 to play High Low next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. That happy music means happy times for you, because you could win up to $1,500. We call this the high-low game. All you have to do is make sure you're listening to the guests that come in before you.
Have to pay attention, y'all.
Yeah, you do have to pay attention. Now, we do have the first three people that tend to be they set it up for everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah, you're the bread on that sandwich.
You're the bread on the sandwich. You're the unsung heroes, and we thank you for that. And hopefully one day they'll repay it right back to you. By the way, it is Do Something Nice for Someone Day today.
World Kindness Day.
Yeah, World Kindness Day around the globe. But we do want to kick off the high-low game. We'll welcome our first guest of the day. Hi, Mallory.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So here's the thing. I know you're the first guest. It's going to be tough to get it right, but if you do happen to get it on point, I will go ahead and double it for you, okay, Mallory? Because I know being the first guest is tough.
Yeah.
I know. All right, Mallory, go ahead and kick things off for us.
I'm going to say 1125.
Lower.
All right, Mallory. Pleasure talking to you.
JC is breathing a sigh of relief
I love you even more, Mallory.
So am I.
Have a wonderful
$5.
Day. Thank you for playing. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Welcome. Go ahead with your guess.
912.
Lower.
Oh. Well played. Thank you, Rebecca. All right. Still looking for that sandwich. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hit us with that guess.
I'm going to say 750.
Lower.
Okay.
All right.
You're still looking for the sandwich. Looking for the other piece of bread. Nikki.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi.
I'm going to say right at 700.
Lower.
All right. Still looking for that. Getting those good guesses in. Allison, go ahead with your guess.
643.
Lower.
Ooh. All right. All right. Jennifer, your turn to guess.
620.
Lower.
How low can it go?
Where's that piece of bread at, people?
Yeah, come on.
Start saying it lower.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Welcome. Go ahead with your guess.
523.
Higher.
There it is, Tanya.
There we go.
You got the other piece of bread. We got that sandwich. Thank you for your guess. All right, Shelby, we got a sandwich. You go ahead with your guess.
550.
Higher.
All right. And we'll move on here with April. Hello, April.
Hey, I'm so excited.
We're excited for your guess. What is it?
I'm going to say 563.
Higher.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, April. Have a wonderful day. Colette.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning, all right, give us that guess.
I'm going to say 588.
Higher.
All right.
Ooh.
She said, ooh. All right, so remember that last guess. You guessed 588. We're going to line up the phone lines once again.
All right.
We do have a sandwich. It's all set for you, ready for you to go.
Someone's going to get it.
Yeah.
Speaking
of sandwiches, that makes me a little bit hungry, Big Al Mac.
Speaking of sandwiches, has everyone put a pause on their Blue Apron food delivery because we are going out of town for a few days? And with Blue Apron, they do deliver farm fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your dough weekly if you'd like, but if you're going out of town, if you have a trip or whatever planned and you need to pause that for a little bit, you can at Blue Apron. They have dinners that are prepared in as little as 20 minutes, even if you do not know your way around the kitchen, even if you don't know, like me, know where your kitchen is in your house. They can help you out. They have a range of recipes. They are bursting with flavor, and they have such items as, let me flip my page here.
Page two.
Hot Italian sausage, pizza, smoky chicken, and sweet potato. How about some homestyle beef medallions and maple pan sauce?
Well, dude. That's what my wife made, and that sauce.
Really? That sauce, though?
It was magic in my mouth. It was so good. That maple drizzle or whatever we put on the meat is so good.
Well, listen, try them out. In fact, get your first three meals for free by going to blueapron.com/kid. That's KIDD. blueapron.com/KIDD. And get those first three meals for free. Magic in your mouth, as JC says, because Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
That's right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And if you need some money, we got you covered, too, with the high-low game. We already had 10 guesses, and we got close. And hopefully you were listening to those guesses, because we're going to pick up where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
And keep that going. Showbiz Top 5 right around the corner as soon as we get a winner. So we'll continue taking guesses with Shannon. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. You get to guess in high-low.
Is it 592?
Higher.
All right. Thank you, Shannon. I think that was a good guess. Madison?
Hello.
Go ahead with your guess.
597.
Higher.
Oh boy. All right.
Oh, boy.
Now we're getting a bunch of hires. Jordan?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing excellent, good. My man. Go ahead with your guess.
599.
Lower.
Oh, Jordan. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, my man.
Have a good day, my man. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hello. Go ahead and guess in high-low.
598.
Hey!
Let's go! Yes! I mean, it had to be.
Nailed it. All right, girl. What a scream.
Oh, my God.
If I can ISO that scream, that was a good one. That's excitement right there. Congratulations,
oh,
Stephanie.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling she has another scream in her.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you won.
There we go.
What are you going to spend $598 on?
Oh, I'm going to get heat. We don't have any heat right now.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
we have heat.
What happened?
Well, we. I can't afford propane, so we haven't had any propane in a long time, so I'm going to buy propane so we can have heat.
Oh, my gosh.
I forget that. I'll buy you the propane. You use the $5.98 for something else, okay?
Yeah, we'll get you some propane.
Yeah, so don't buy propane.
We'll need to get you some propane.
We'll get you some propane. You
got, I will chip in on this, JC.
Okay. Stephanie, you got 4 propane tanks guaranteed from Kelly, Big Al, Jenna, and myself, and then the $5.98. Deal?
Yeah.
We got a deal.
What temperature? What temperature is it where you are?
How cold is it, Stephanie?
Right now it's 33 degrees and there's snow on the ground. So.
Yes, ma'am. We're gonna
need some propane.
Get you
33
that
degrees and no heat. We're getting you some heat, baby.
I could tell you're a very warm person and welcoming. Stephanie, congratulations.
Hey, y'all. I'm a vet tech, so I want to say love to all your dogs.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Dex says.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he says.
Well, hold on. We're going to get some info from you,
Larry's
okay?
Somewhere peeing on a carpet,
thank you,
I'm sure.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Stephanie, we love you. We'll get you that propane tank and enjoy your $5.98.
I love when deserving people win, and they're so excited and so sweet.
That's how you win, too. That Stephanie scream was on point.
And probably wasn't complaining about anything. Just living her life.
No, freezing.
Well, the things we take for granted. Heat. You just think you go home and you got heat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's the little thing.
Like, I'm going to turn this up to blah, blah, blah.
And she's a great person. She's a vet tech, so she works with animals all day long helping them. And glad she won. There's Stephanie with $598 and four propane tanks.
How do we buy propane tanks?
I don't know. We got to call Hank Hill or something.
Send her money.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, but we'll get it for her so she can spend the $598 on Christmas or whatever she wants to spend it
on.
Have
mercy.
She deserves it. Congratulations, Stephanie. Another chance for you to play tomorrow morning at 7:40 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And this is a segment we call Does That Make Me Crazy?
We've been doing it a while now.
Yeah, you ask us the question, we answer it for you based on what you do. I decided that my daughter and I are going to have JoJo Siwa practice every day until the concert because I'm trying to get good seats, and I feel that if JoJo Siwa sees us doing choreographed moves, we will somehow get a meet and greet, and my daughter will get that sleepover that she desperately wants. Does that make me crazy?
No.
Because being in the industry, I know that's not going to work.
Makes you a good dad.
But a little part of me thinks it will.
You never know.
Yeah. I did sign up for the JoJo Siwa fan club as well.
How's that going?
I've gotten six emails from her so far.
Six in one day.
Less than 24 hours out.
Yeah, and what's the status?
The pre-sale's today. I got my code.
Okay, good.
I got my password. So I'm ready to go at noon to buy them tickets.
Very cool.
From what I've seen, other people have bought tickets already somehow. I don't know how, but they're selling them.
What?
For $280 a pop, Kelly. Oh,
but wait a minute. You're in the fan club and you didn't get the heads up?
I don't know what happened. I don't know how those people got the tickets or if they're just assuming they're going to get the tickets and they're already listing them. But yeah, they're trying to resell them for $280.
Mm-mm-mm.
Not very nice for the what you're doing to the little girls, people. Not very nice. All right, done complaining, though. Stu, does that make me crazy?
Okay.
Got a couple here on the text. Rebecca wrote us and said, I've already started putting up my 11 Christmas trees.
11?
In my apartment.
What?
Does that make me crazy?
Yes. What?
Rebecca Mack, what are you doing?
How big are those trees?
My sister?
I'm sure they range in size. I'm sure she has
11.
A couple small ones, a couple medium size, a few large ones.
But my UPS guy was giving me a hard time because I don't have any decorations up since I took Halloween down. And he was bragging. He said his wife has 7 trees up in their house already.
7?
7.
7's too many. 11, Rebecca. Yes, you're crazy.
I think one year I had 3. And that was like, I thought I was crazy.
3.
Yeah.
I had one in the back in the family room where we really hang out.
Because you want that.
Like the tree.
The tree. One in the front room because I wanted people to think one by the window people would see that we never lived. And then a little one in my daughter's room with all of, baby decorations so she could decorate.
How big, like a foot?
A 3 or 4 foot tall.
Okay.
I mean, it was like
little ones
that she could decorate.
I can see that.
Yeah, my daughter has a little tiny, it's about a foot, maybe
a tabletop.
Yeah, a little tabletop.
But I'm torn this year. I'm thinking about going no tree. But I'm going to be out of town.
It's hard when you're single because it does put you in the mood and the spirit, Jenna. But I get it's a lot of work.
I listened to a Christmas song already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm in the spirit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe just get one of those tabletop pre-decorated, go to Gardridge or whatever they call it, and just set it on your table. Maybe like that.
If you're alone, it's like I do it all.
Yeah.
Then I look at it. Then I'm going to be gone. Then I got to take it all down.
Right.
I don't know.
But you're probably thinking I don't want my neighbors to think I'm a Grinch, right? Is that part of it?
They know I'm nice. They know I'm happy.
A Christmas Grinch. Let's go to the phones here. Gotten a few of these in the last few weeks. This one, Michelle deals with the smell. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, so yours involves your husband.
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, so I really like the musky, like man musk smell.
Uh-huh.
Whenever he gets home from the gym. Mm-hmm.
That's when it's at an all-time high, too.
I don't have a man to say that about, but I'm with you.
Jenna likes the golf smell afterwards.
Yeah, like burnt skin and leather.
But there's something about the gym smell. It's not our...
Yeah.
It's just... It's a little extra.
God bless y'all.
I like it. My
wife is completely different, Michelle, because as soon as I walk in, I can't even give her a kiss. She's like, go wash your sweaty butt off.
Well, maybe she's not into your pheromones.
My pheromones are dope.
Yeah.
But it's not about your pheromones being dope. It's about how she smells them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
just he walks by and it's just like, ooh, that smells nice.
Yeah. It's like a switch goes off in your body.
Yeah, you can't explain it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now you're not. You're crazy for your man. It's all good, Michelle.
There you go.
Yeah, you go.
Not
you
crazy.
Keep doing that thing.
Not crazy.
Keep telling him to go to the gym. Because I think my wife likes my smell after work. Now you got a little musky after work.
After
drum? Yeah. I get sweaty sometimes. I get a little nervous.
Oh. It's hard. Yeah, it gets down to like 72 degrees up in this bad boy.
It is cold.
Studio gets a little warm.
Flipping all those little knobs and buttons over there.
Natural smell.
Sometimes I feel manly because she says, I smell like a mechanic. Never came close to a car.
What?
But apparently she says, I smell. Yeah. I didn't even know she dated a mechanic before. So I don't even know she knew what they smelled like.
You stand by the airport after work just to pick up that airline fuel smell.
Pick it up. Give it to me, people.
Maybe you just smell like gas.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. From the well, what kind?
Yeah, probably 87.
Unleaded.
Yeah, that's the one I go with.
Yeah.
From the text. I found out I was pregnant, and I ended up crying because now I can't get a puppy. Does that make me crazy? Maybe hormonal. Yeah. You're going to be a little crazy now that you're pregnant. It's normal.
Is there a reason, like, you can't get a puppy if you're pregnant?
It's just too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Superman question. Okay.
It gets to a point where you can't even bend down and stuff. How are you going to feed the dog?
I get that.
Pick him up.
I definitely get that.
So she's sad because she can't get the puppy.
Aw.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Shirley, you have a Does That Make Me Crazy for us?
Every time I pass by a Circle K during the daytime, I've got to stop in and get me a Coke and it's got to be full of ice. And if I go by and it's not even, if I haven't even drank any out of it much, I'll have to stop back by and go back in and buy me some more. I've got to make sure that cup's full at all times. Until nighttime. Yeah.
And then what
about when the ice starts to melt and it gets all watered down?
Yeah.
I still have to go back in and just fill it back up with ice and put Coke in it.
I like you.
That's a lot of soda, Shirley.
I like you.
Yes.
You get any water? You get any water in between in there to hydrate?
It's a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
My cup's full.
You're hydrating with Coke.
You're cute, crazy, Shirley.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
And glass is full.
Yeah. There's water and ice.
That's right, JC.
A little bit of water and ice, and I'm sure a little bit of water in that Coke.
Just look out for Shirley's hydration levels.
Shirley's fine. How many cramps do you get a day, Shirley?
About 5 or 6.
That's personal.
Coke, you know.
About 5 or 6.
You think she thought you said cups?
I don't think we've ever asked a listener that before.
I love you, Shirley. You have a wonderful
day.
Thank you for calling. I need Shirley to call more often.
Yeah, Shirley, call us again, please, every day.
I really like you a lot.
Now, every time I pass by a Circle K, I'm going to think about Shirley.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Shirley and her cramps.
About 5?
5 to 6 cramps. She definitely thought you asked how many cups today, right?
I don't care what she thought I asked, but her answer was great. Is that confident she was 5 to 6?
5 to 6?
Why you ask? It's totally normal to get 5 or 6 cramps a day.
Oh.
Shirley is my person of the day today.
Aww.
That's who she is. From the text, every time someone calls in saying they just dropped their kids off at school, I change it in my head using their voice to say, I just dropped the kids off at the pool, and then I chuckle. Never too old for poop jokes.
That's true.
You are my spirit animal, I think. You know? It'll make it funny every time.
Oh, my gosh.
Shirley, are you there still?
Oh.
No.
Hi, Jada.
Hi. Oh, my God.
What's up, Jada?
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I've been listening to you guys' show since I lived in Philly. That was like a year ago, and I'm so excited. Like, oh, my God. I've been waiting for this moment. Okay, I'm going to calm down.
No, did you say you lived in Philly?
Yes, I'm originally from California, but I moved to Texas, and then I just made, like, this life-changing. I moved to, like Philly, like in December of last year, and I was like, okay. And then I heard you guys show out there, and I was like, whoa, my God, this is my shiznit. I can't cuss on here, but I was like, this is my shiznit. And I love you Oh my God. This makes my day every morning.
Well, Jada,
cool. Thank you.
You're our shiznick.
Yeah. And we're glad you called in because we're going to figure out if you're crazy or not. Go ahead and share with the world, Jada.
I don't let anybody come in my home or touch my stuff unless they take a shower. I don't let anybody get in my bed. I don't let anybody do anything unless... Did you get in the shower yet? Yeah, I did. Okay, that's an hour ago, though. I'm going to need you to get back in the shower.
Wait, so you have stuff for them to shower at your place?
Yes. Yes. I have all the accessories. Like, you have to get in the shower first. You can't touch my covers. You can't touch anything. You can't touch anything at all unless you get in the shower.
If wow. they can't sit on your couch?
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Jada was
crazy, girl.
That's
crazy.
You are crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Cleanest house in town, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Did that happen while you were in Philly? Just wondering.
Wow. Yes. I have roommates, and I was like, whoa, what are you doing? Are you trying to come in my room? You got to take a shower. They're like, come on, Jada, please. I'm like, no, I'm here.
Yeah, Jada, that's cool crazy. I'm actually kind of down with that. With the showering thing, yeah.
Why don't you just have a hose by the front door? And just
let me hose you out real quick.
Yeah, get your power washer and put it right there by the front door and just spray it.
But if I get it stripped down.
Yeah.
Or even get it where they ring the doorbell and just automatically go.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Jada, you keep doing what you're doing. Have a good day.
Hi, Jada. We love Jada. You.
Yeah,
love
that's
you,
awesome.
And we have some fun people today.
Jada and Shirley are my people of the day today.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, JC.
I like nice crazy, you know?
Yeah.
They're still in good moods.
Not injuring anybody?
Yeah, no.
Just cleaning people. She's right. Changing the world for the better. Kayla.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing excellent. I hear you're a little bit crazy.
Maybe a little bit.
All right. What's up?
Okay. So I pour my milk before my cereal.
We had one of those last week, I believe, or the week before. That's kind of common.
Well, it's not uncommon. Rare. Is that?
Well, everybody should do it. It makes so much more sense.
But why?
Because you know how full it's going to be, right?
Well, no, it's not even that. Everybody else puts the cereal first, and they complain about it getting soggy.
Uh-huh.
So I put the milk, and then put a little bit of cereal, eat that, put a little bit more, eat that.
Yes.
And then it's crunchy every bite.
Yeah, but you
I do that also, but I do cereal first.
But
yeah.
Don't you want to get the optimum, milk
level.
Flavor? Level of flavor afterwards?
Doesn't matter.
You know?
I don't like soggy.
Once you do it a couple times, you kind of figure out the eye level to do.
Oh, there's
so
a science.
Natural.
Yeah, see, the fact that you have a science behind this is a little crazy.
I don't get what she's saying. They float from the start.
Uh-huh, they do float from the start.
I've got an even better idea. Why don't you pour the milk directly into your mouth, then empty the cereal box into your mouth as well, be crunchy every single time.
There you go.
It's a great way to do it. I usually
cereal pro tip.
A glass of almond milk and a handful of cereal, drink some milk. Handful of cereal, drink some milk.
I've seen people that do that, but they pour the cereal in a cup.
Yeah.
And then they take a swig of the cereal and then a swig of the milk, so they have two cups and they just go back and forth.
Some people like soggy, you know?
Yeah.
Two cereals, one cup.
Yeah. Let's stay in the milk category here. What does that make me crazy? Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Okay. I walk around with a gallon jug of milk in my hand all the time. And one week, I drank 11 gallons of milk.
Oh, Lord!
My doctor says I'm crazy.
It's right.
Yeah.
How you just love the taste of milk?
I go to the store.
How many cramps a day do you get?
I go to the store with my mom, and I come out, I unscrew the cap, I turn it up, I start drinking it. She looks at me like I've lost my mind. I said, it's a craving. And she says, I don't understand it, but you look stupid driving around with a gallon of milk, turning it up, people looking at me and say, passing by, like I've lost my mind.
Oh, God, I got to introduce you to Shirley.
But, Lee, how many bones have you broken?
None.
See?
Good. Strong bones.
Strong bones.
How are your gastrointestinal issues?
I don't have a lot of problems with that.
Oh, no.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.